Pesachim in our major area of focus, I guess, where it's threefold. First of all, we talked about the idea of lo yivchasu lo me'ar b'koso shal yayin as a chovas hatzibur, the gaboi hatzdaka, the issue in the Rashbam. You know, let's say the gabei tzedaka don't really do their job properly, so then they become b'chovas hayachid, but primarily it's responsibility in the tzibur. And we're trying to be mechalik between that and Nerus Chanukah and Nerus Shabbos. That was, you know, one issue. Second of all, you know, the Rambam and the Balei Tosos on the question of the nature of the Dalet Kosos, either as an intrinsic part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atzmo Kilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yatzatzim Yishibud Mitzrayim, versus the Balei Tosos, who aren't even convinced about the absolute need for Dalet Kosos, L'chol Echad Ve'echad, and they come down on the, you know, on the side of Nira L'hachmir, right? But, clearly the idea of being Misadir Bracha L'kos is alive and well. We'll see another Tosos like that today in terms of going with the Dalet Kosos out of order. That was issue number two. And then the Matzah versus Pesach issue, that Pesach is Davka Nechal Ala Sova, hence Chagigas Arba Asar, and Matzah, right, should be Nechal Teyavon, right? The Rishonim refer to that as a Hidr Mitzvah, Agav Chavivusei. It's a very fascinating idea that Matzah and Pesach, which have so much overlap, Al Matzah Simurim Yochlu, right, and that Matzah can be the zecher for the Korban Pesach, in terms of the mitzvahs matzah, and I think Nachi had some very insightful comments about this yesterday, but in the end of the day, right, the chiluk here of the teyavon is very fascinating. So anyway, the Gemara concluded that Ela Mechuvrta Kei Rav Huna, that it was like Rav Huna's theory that you needed this, just to go back and read it down, Lo tzricha l'Rav Yossi dam ochel v'hol eichad shetechshach, hani mili abarve shabasos yam mentovim alverva pesach mishum chiyuva dematzah moda. So this was, you know, necessary to establish, not so much for Rabbi Yehuda, but for Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara picks it up exactly on that point. And the Gemara says, Mechuvrta k'dei Rav Huna, l'Rav Huna minicha, v'am Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan, v'yisem Rabbi Baruch, v'am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, halach Rabbi Yehuda b'erev ha-Pesach, v'alach k'Rabbi Yossi b'erev Shabbos, halach Rabbi Yehuda b'erev ha-Pesach, michlal d'palig Rabbi Yossi b'tarvayu. It sounds like they have a machlokis across the board, that Rabbi Yossi isn't going to be moda just because of the mitzvah of matzah, but Rav Tochel Matzos, that lo yochol adam, you know, samach l'mincha. So, lo, halacha, michlal de pligi behafsaka. Yes, there's a machlokas across the board between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yossi will be modi on the, you know, on the subject of haschala, but to Rabbi Yehuda, that you shouldn't start, Erev Pesachim, or Arve Pesachim, samach l'mincha leyochad amadja techshach, but if you started, he's going to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of techshach. Okay, Detanya, in terms of Havsaka. Detanya, mafsikin l'shabasos de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein mafsikin. Umaysa, Rabbi Shingam Liyav, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, shahayu mesubim ba'ako, v'kidei shaleyam hayom, shamadei rashbag, Rabbi Yossi b'rabbi, the Rashbag says that means he was the Gadol Hador, right? Nimuko imo. Ritzoncha nafsik, v'necho shadei Rabbi Yehuda chaveirenu, like, should we tip our caps to Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yossi, suffice it to say, was having none of it. Amar lo, bechol yom v'yom, ata mechabev dvarai lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's a principle of Gemara, Erev in Daf Memvav. Halach Rabbi Yossi, b'makom Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. V'achshav, ata mechabev dvarai Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. Hagam lichbosh es hamalka imi babayis. Aptly timed, right? You know, he was really offended. So a little bit of backtracking here on the part of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar lo, imkein lo nafsik. Shema Yura Talmudim Vikbu Halach Ladaros Amr Lulazazim Misham Achakabu Halach Rabbi Yossi. You shouldn't start, but that Rabbi Yossi disagrees across the board with Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see what we paskin like. It's actually not just a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amurayim, it's a machlokes rishonim, how exactly we're going to paskin, but that Rabbi Yossi will be cholik on Rabbi Yehuda across the board in terms of hafsaka, but they were koveya halacha ke Rabbi Yossi Lulazazim Misham Achakabu Halacha. Ke Rabbi Yossi. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rishmolei Halacha. Lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. Lo ke Rabbi Yossi. Ala pares mapa umekadesh. So what does this mean? So let's take a look over at the Rashbam. So lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. I'm mafsikin demashma kiras hashulchan. Right, that you should actually have to remove the shulchan. V'lo ke Rabbi Yossi. I'm rein tzarech lafsik klal. Ala yigmor sudaso. Afilu mishachasheicha. V'yivarcho berchas hamazonu. V'acharkach maybe lo kos sheni the kiddush hayom k'tani the kamen b'shemaisin ala pores mapa ala machal k'din kol shabbosos hashana Sheviu lachem al shochan kodem kiddush ketani lekaman inami mishum silik ptara ve'achar kachom ve'kiddush hayom al kos ve'chozer ve'ochel ve'gomer sudas. He says, I don't buy Rabbi Yehuda that you need akiras al shochan and not Rabbi Yosi that you can basically just continue on, but rather you should be pores mapa umekadish. So the Rashbam says something that the Bali Tosos, as we'll see a little bit later on, finds very, very controversial. V'nira be'enai, says the Rashbam, this really the Shmuel de'alacha Rabbi Yosi, that fundamentally you could really continue. K'dektani be'braisa, shekavu alacha kamo. So ala shabala hachmer latzim uktas, shelo yigmor su'dasa, v'yakadesh acharkach, ala yakadesh tchila, v'acharkach yigmor su'dasa. Now that could be a din of kavod Shabbos, that could be a din, as we'll see, of kiddush b'makom su'da, because according to Rabbi Yosi, as the Bali Tosos are going to discuss, we're going to have a problem, right? Because if Rabbi Yossi says you could basically continue on, and then whenever you finish, you make Kiddush, whatever happened to Kiddush b'makom Su'uda? Unless you allow for a kind of a reversal, right? That first you could have the Su'uda, and then you can make Kiddush, and that qualifies for Kiddush b'makom Su'uda. That would be very innovative. Okay. So, Elaporis Mapa U Mikadesh. So, Ini Vamar of Tachlifa Bar of Dimim or Shmuel, Kashem Shemafsik in the Kiddush. Kach mafsikin la havdalah. We'll see Tosfos on this again just a little bit later. So my mafsikin la vakiras hashulchan. Doesn't that mean that you should take away the shulchan entirely? Lo the mapa. So again, all you have to do is be pores mapa al hasuuda. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna ikla levirish kalusai sutaka kamei. So they brought the shulchan in front of him once again. Paras mapa vekidesh tanim achi. Shavin shein mevinis hashulchan olim ken kidesh vim hevi. If they somehow mistakenly brought out the Shulchan early, Pores Mapa Umekadesh. So Tani Chada Shavin, Shein Maschilin. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree about something where you don't start. We already can tell what that's going to be in terms of Pesach. Tani Idach Shavin Shein Maschilin. Bishlam Adatani Shavin Shein Maschilin Mishkachas La Be'erev HaPesach. That's Erev Pesach where we said even Rabbi Yossi is going to be Moda because of the Chiyuv Mitzvahs Matzah. If you already started, he's not going to agree about Hafsik. Elo hadatani shavin shemaschilin emas. Ine ema berav Shabbos hamefik pligi. Right there, right, Rabbi Yossi says that of course you can start. So lokasha kan kodem tisha kan lachar tisha. That Rabbi Yehuda will be Moda to Rabbi Yossi that as long as before tisha, there's not a problem as long as it's a regular Shabbos. Okay. So now let's circle back and cover some of the issues in the Rashbam and in the Bali Atosvos. Okay. So we mentioned, some of the trouble for Rabbi Yossi, if you're really going to run straight through, what exactly are we going to do with the issue of Kiddush b'makom Su'uda? And what are we going to do in terms of consecrating a Su'uda l'shem Shabbos? Echlu hayom ki kadosh hayom l'shem hayom lo simtzu basadeh. So if you're just running your Su'uda into Shabbos, how exactly does that consecrate the Su'uda as Su'uda Shabbos? Okay, and again, for Rabbi Yossi, even if he'll be mode on the haschala to Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Pesach because of the mitzvah of matzah, if he already started, he's not going to be mode, in terms of hafsaka. So what are you going to do about Dalet Kosa? So this is all contained within one Tosos. A very, very fascinating point. So this is a Tosos of Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mafsikin, that if a person started, you're going to run straight through. So let's get all of the issues in. So Tosos says, V'gomer kol asudim, v'varech berchas ha-mazon, v'achar kach mekadesh, k'demuchach bebraisa, that we saw in the Rashbam as well. Mashma de'ein tzarech laso suda l'shem Shabbos. De'itzarech malo lahamtim, yafsik miad. So what about a suda l'shem Shabbos? V'im tomar v'yech yasu kiddush b'lo suda, lo in kiddush ala b'makom suda, yesh lomar d'chashev kiddush makom suda, kevin shemiyad achar suda osa kiddush. We can solve the kiddush makom suda problem on the technicality, right? So even though the suda started first, you make kiddush right there, so it's at least kiddush makom suda, right? Minimally defined. V'osa suda ola lo l'suda Shabbos, k'demuchach betosefta, d'ktani b'milsa d'Rabbi Yossi, u'maskir shel Shabbos b'rkas ha-mazon. So that is a fundamental point, that suda Shabbos isn't defined by suda l'shem Shabbos, but what shitas Rabbi Yossi according to Tosfos? That suda Shabbos is, at least at the minimal level, defined by Mazkirin as HaShabbos, Bibirkas HaMazon, okay? So that's something that you guys should all be thinking about, deeply, is what about Su'uda L'Shem Shabbos? Is that really what the Halacha requires? And certainly that standard, we can agree, is not being met, right? Or Can we define it ex post facto, Su'uda Shabbos, Agav, Zechira, Bebirkas HaMazon? Mu Kashle Rabbi Yossi, if Rabbi Yossi, right, we said he's going to hold this way across the board, he's not going to be Moda, he's going to be Moda on Haschol, he's not going to be Moda on Hafsak on Erev Pesach. Mu Kashle Rabbi Yossi, Echias, Vidalad Kosos, Kivan, Shal Yakach, Lacher, Birkas HaMazon. Vilo Yasu Sudas Acharas. Vishlom the Yasu Dalad Kosishal Kaseda Regil Nasos. Kosbrikas Hamazon Tchida, Vachrav Koshal Kiddish, Virakos, Vachrav Koshlishi, Lamanishtana, Vachrav Maror, Vial Kos Revi, Halal. So that's a remarkable perspective. The idea of simply, you know, being Yotze Yedei, Dalad Kosos, right, and that we're going to, you know, completely undermine the notion of the Seder, right? Birkas HaMazon has a kos, and Kiddush has a kos, and Magid has a kos, right? Manishtana, at least, as it's referred to here, and Halal has a kos. So, you know, that is a very, technical reading. It's part of what we were alluding to yesterday, of the institution of Dalad Kosos. Say, okay, you know, you had four kosos, and they weren't Bebas Achas, so we could conceive that according to Rabbi Yossi, you know, Yedei Arba Kosos, Yatsu. But entire narrative arc, right, of a Seder is destroyed. It's bizarre. Right, Birkas HaMazon, the meal, and then, you know, Kadesh, and Magid, and Halel. So the entire notion of that Seuda, you know, especially B'makom, you know, the Karban Pesach, very, very strange, you know, to imagine, again, Dalad Kosos playing a significant role with respect to, you know, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's not the position of the Bali Tosos. We don't have the right to impose, you know, the Rambam's conceptualization on the Bali Tosos. Okay. So Ella, just a few Tosos in later. Poreis Ma'apu Mekadesh, Pirish Rashbam, as we saw, the Isla Lishwal the Lach Rabbi Yossi, Ela Shabala Hachmer al Dvarv, Shalaligmar Suda Kodem Kiddish, Dilo Samahachi, Shmuel Damer Kaman, the Brysig Tani Poris Mapa Makadish, Lo Mairi Behav Saka Sachila, Babala Haskelechel. So Tosa says, of Vichinam Dachak, the Shmuel Savar Kechachamim. There's another sheet out there. If you would just look at the Yerushalmi, Dachi Sabi Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, Zodir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, Abba Chachamim Omrim, Poris Mapa Makadish. So why not just say that Shmuel went with the Rabbim, not like Rabbi Yossi, says you can run straight on through, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, who would demand Akiras HaShulchan, but this middle position is actually the Chachamim, it's actually the majority position. Poreis, Mapa, Umekadesh. Dachi Sabi Yerushalmi, as we said. Chachamim Omri Poreis, Mapa, Umekadesh. Ritzarech Ladakdik, Keman Halacha Davagav, then Rabbi Yochanan Le'elach, Rabbi Yossi. Even though Rabbi Yochanan says we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, which is a general, you know, standard in machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, v'mishot yomash v'dalach Rabbi Yochanan l'gabi Shmuel, ika chadlish nedeloam Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan did not support this view, v'rav nami sabr l'kaman kishmuel, v'kamar Shabbos kava nafsha. Very interesting expression, that Shabbos, right, establishes itself. V'avogav v'mishol sofrim, that's the second time that's coming up today about Bishal Sofrim, you know, Halach Achar, you know, Hamekel, in terms of the Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, in terms of the status of Nashim, Hamnu Rabbanim Midrabbanim. We saw that a little bit earlier. So the Bali Atosos are not entirely convinced that we should paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this regard, and rather maybe Poreis Mapa Mekadesh. You can see in the Ein Mishpat, and that indeed is the Psak. Okay, moving on a little bit to a Shiltos, which is cited both by the Rashbam and Tosfos. So, this is in the Dibur HaMaskil, in the Rashbam, Rabba Barbarachana Eko Leveresh Gulusa Isutaka Lekamei Paras Mapa Vekidesh, right, which we now know could be affiliated if one was already having a meal with the Shita Dachachamim in the Yerushalmi, but either way, they brought the table to him, and he wanted somehow to create a barrier between himself and the Seuda, Tanna Mihachi. Okay, so v'lo garsina v'shavin ala hachi garsina ne mevien v'hachi perusha Rashbam, Rabbi Barchana eklu de veirish kalu. So lo yu ochen kodem chashecha. So again, they weren't eating. V'la'achar shi'atzim b'esak neses hechshich aisu taka l'kameh heviu es apasal ha'shochen k'mo shanu osim kodem kiddush. Right, this is our practice. Paras ma'apa alalachem v'achar kach kiddush. V'fisha b'ritzono lo hayu mevien es alechem l'ashochen ad l'achar kiddush. Really, he didn't want them to bring the lechem onto the shulchan, and the reason he covered it was so there would be like kemandalei sedam. Ketam the kameh, v'fikach paras ma'apa alalechem v'hainu kein siluk shulchan. He wasn't going to require them to actually pick up the shulchan, but it's ke'ein siluk shulchan by covering it up. Ukemi she'eino dome. Right? Kemandalei sedam. V'ray l'davar she'ken osin, d'ktani mas nisin, mazgul ko'sheni v'achar kach, hei v'lefano v'yikim rakos v'chazaris, v'tal v'chazaris v'chal darashto, lo aisi, that it wouldn't be in front of him. So what's the rationale? It's based on a shiltos in Parshas Yisrael. We almost nailed it. Okay. Oh, well, you know. Tuesday night. We're okay. We're right at the precipice. Okay. V'tayma ki the parish v'shiltos d'rav ha'choygo in Parshas V'yishma Yisrael v'chasev b'huachi. Quote, ukruve taka mikamei deliktish v'kdusha d'shabasa lo mikarvinan. We don't bring the shulchan. My taima, ki hechi desesi suuda liyakara deshabasa. What does it mean? Ki hechi desesi suuda liyakara deshabasa. We discussed this issue before in the Balei Atosos Saliba de Rabbi Yossi. What's the advantage to not having the shulchan there? You might say, ah, what about kiddush makom suuda? So you'd have to, you know, address that on the technical level. But what's the meaning of the shultos? You know, the language is a little challenging, but what's he basically saying? Nachi have it? So that when they bring the shulchan with the lechem, the su'uda will be...
new, like, sort of new and, like, I guess, like...
Liyakara de Shabbasa, l'shem Shabbos, for the honor and glory of Shabbos. Kacha yisali shasher melech hafeitz bikaro. So if the suuda is already there, right, so that maisa of bringing this suuda was not done, liyakara de Shabbasa. But if you do it after Kiddush, right, it becomes a very dramatic entrance. The Shabbos meal is being brought in. We don't require you to do it on Mikiras HaShulchan. As we said before, okay, very good. So it's interesting, Tosos quotes that as well. And then Tosos quotes the second reason, which I think many of us are familiar with. So let's take a look at the Tosos of Shein Mevinas HaShulchan Alayim Kein Kiddush. Yad Amar Bechol Kisvei, Matzah Shulchan Aruch, Malach Tov Omer. It's a very good thing. It should be set, but it doesn't need to be set right there. And that way you could be maybe the shulchan liyakara d'shabasa. Ach ein mevino so l'makom su'uda ad achar kiddush. Right, so again, maybe you're going to sacrifice a little bit on the side of kiddush makom su'uda, but you'll have the shultos, you know, taka liyakara d'shabasa. V'achshav shulchano shalanu shehem gedolim yotzer midai v'kasha laviyam achar kiddush, right? You guys would be totally responsible. None of your mothers would be doing this. They would say, I have a teenage son, I'm going to put him to use. He's going to be bringing in the shulchan. Ben Sion, I guarantee that you would be doing this. There's no, you know, let's be very clear, okay?
Yeah.
So just be grateful, okay? You're experiencing gratitude right now. Okay? V'achshav, shulchanu shalanu, shem gedolim yoser midai, again, Kiddush Makom Su'uda, you see, as being defined here in more of a temporal sense. Anu regilin lefros mapo lekadish v'atam befurish b'shaltos kiyechi detesi zudasa biyakara de shabasa, that Shabbos should already have, you know, been declared, you know, and then the suda and, you know, the process of bringing in the shulchan, you know, is a radically different process. V'ish b'farish zecher leman shelo haya yored b'shabbos. So it's the very special connection between man and Shabbos. I think Parshas B'shalach, I talked a little bit about man and kachim, right? Ishal yoser mi menu ad boker. The other dimension of man is very much, you know, Shabbos related, you know, in terms of the issue of hotzah. V'yamtif v'haya talmi l'mal l'mata v'aman b'intayim. So that's another remez, you know, in terms of, you know, the choreography of the Pores Mapa Umikadish. Okay, let's circle back on some of the issues earlier in Tosfos. So we talked about, you know, Mafsik in the Kiddush, Mafsik in the Havdalah. So Rav, Tosfos says, top Tosfos on the page, Islay the Kamen. We're doing this like Tosfos did the Dalad Kosos. It's appropriate. Rav, Islay the Kamen, Dila Havdalah Eina Kovas. Okay, very good. So this is going to be a machlokes. It's one thing to talk about, you know, mafsikin lekiddush, but kach mafsikin lehavdalah, that's a different story. Either in terms of, you know, li'ichure yoma, that we want to delay, or maybe havdalah just doesn't have that same status. That we'll have to get into. Lav akira sa shulchan. Hanu berkas samaz gen bishos le'el. Shai regila salek shayu lam l'shulchanu z'ketanim. Shkol achar ochal shulchanu. Vayu misalkin milifne kulam velo mifne amivarech v'anu shanu ochlam b'shulchan echad ein nachol misalik. On the contrary, in our Birkas Hamazon, we say, you know, al shulchan zeh, she'achalnu alav, right? Okay, so let's talk about again some of the fundamental issues that come up here. So we said that Rabbi Yossi will be mowed down the front end to Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Pesach. This was Rav Huna's comment, you know, in terms of the hider mitzvah of matzah ba'erev tochlu matzos. But he's not going to be moda on the back end, not in terms of hasaka. So that's going to raise all kinds of issues. Kiddush makom suda issues. Okay, Tosfos thinks they have a solution for that. Right? Because kiddush la'achara suda is, you know, going to be good enough. It's going to raise dalad kosos issues on Pesach, for sure. So we say, okay, well, you know, I guess you could do them in a different order. It's hard to imagine, you know, a better way of taking away, you know, hotzeiti v'itzalti v'galti v'lakachti, but, you know, what can we do? You know, just having four, but lacking that narrative arc, you know, is a very difficult thing. You know, the sudas, you know, b'nei chorin, b'haseba, again, the Balei Tosfos are a world apart from the Rambam on this issue. So it's going to raise that question, but it's also going to raise a question which became like the fundamental issue that we're talking about. What about a sudas Shabbos? Excuse me. When you leave the Pesach issue out of it. So this became, you know, a matter of perspective. What does it really mean to have a sudas Shabbos? So one possibility is you need a suda l'shem Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi's, you know, proposal is really a problem. So Rabbi Yossi seems to set a very low bar. You know, Zechira, Birkas Hamazon, that's going to be sufficient. That's going to be your Seudas Shabbos. Okay, well, he certainly mentioned that it's Shabbos, Biyoma Shabbos Hazah, you know, Ritzei V'Achlitzenu, you know, but again, that would be a very different kind of a standard. That really echoes the point that we were discussing in terms of the Shiltos. Mishilto says, look, you know, you may need to sacrifice a little bit on Kiddush B'makom Seuda. You know, so Bidiyeved, if they've already brought the Shulchan over, this was in their times when the Shulchanos Kitanos, so you should be Pares Ma'apa Makadesh. Right, just like we saw that was actually the Sheet of the Chachamim as quoted by the Yerushalmi. That's maybe what you should always do if the Seuda is running, right? It's not like, you know, Rabbi Yossi, you go straight through, Rabbi Yehuda, you do an Akiras HaShulchan. So Pores Mapa Makadesh has another significance. They brought the, not that you started the meal, but they just brought the Shulchan prematurely, Pores Mapa Makadesh, and then the Sudas Kamandale Sadamya. But what's that all about? So the Shulto says, because if you make Kiddush, and then you bring in the Shulchan, so the Suuda enters L'Shem Shabbos, L'Yakara, Dishabasa. So how do we establish that? That it's as if the Suda is Kemandalei Seidanya until we've made Kiddush. Okay, then of course there's the explanation in terms of, you know, the Shechva Satal being ensconced, you know, and that's a different perspective altogether. Okay. So we'll hold it up there, willing. And tomorrow, you know, we'll talk about Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses, in, you know, applications to Pesach as well.